Good afternoon. It is Friday, February 19th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. We saw week-to-week gains in each of the grains this last week. Can you discuss the grain markets a bit?
Well, grains are trying to find some export demand. Soybean sales have slowed down a little. They're on pace to meet the USDA forecast for the year, but China's been a little more cagey, and they're buying quite a bit from South America right now and only doing fill-in business with us. So the market's trying to make sure that demand is there. I think the bull story, if you will, in the beans is the farmer selling has been limited, and the processors are having trouble replacing the beans as they crush them. So that sets up a possibility of either a firmer basis or that they're going to stand for delivery against March futures and maybe get a little short squeeze going here. We've been nibbling at that idea, but we really haven't played it out completely. Corn exports this week came out this morning. They were pretty good, over a million metric tons, and still kind of behind the pace we need to be for the year to date, but pretty good numbers. And then wheat, you got all kinds of things going on. The world supply and demand still pretty sloppy, but this heat wave we're having is definitely forcing some of the crop to green up maybe earlier than it's safe for us. And same thing is happening over in Russia and Ukraine. So not a whole lot of outright bullishness on the wheat right here, but setting up some things that could happen down the road.
Cattle were all up from last Friday as well. Anything you're seeing there?
Well, the big move down in cattle is over, I think. The big break from the 150s to the 120s and low 130s. We're trying to establish some value here. The cattle hog spread is still a little wide. That is, cattle are still a little too expensive, historically speaking, versus hogs. The beef pork spread, same thing. But we've had a nice little rally in the hogs for the last 2 months now, more than $20 a hundred off the lows. And so that's supporting the cattle to a degree. We've got fairly tight numbers into March, what we call our placed against numbers, you know, the redding cattle coming out of the lots. So that's a little supportive as well. So cattle are trying to be bullish in the context of a longer term downtrend.
April hogs were up as much as 22% this week from November 16th. Are you focusing on hogs as the bull driver?
We're pricing in the usual spring rally in the cash hogs. Pretty typical for us to rally into June or July because the numbers get tighter, the slaughter runs. But the summer futures contracts have already priced in a larger than average rally. And so they're acting a little toppy here. They're not sure if they can go higher yet until they see if the consumer will pay a little bit more for the pork. Export sales-wise, beef sales for last week, which were announced this morning, were the lowest of the year to date. That's 2016. But the pork export shipments were the largest of the year to date. So, again, we're focusing on the hogs as being the bull driver here, but summer futures have already priced in a lot of that.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.